All right, so I'll just leave you to your devices in here, and I'll come back in about an hour.
Okay.
Give you a break.
Me too. I'm going to go print another copy.
Okay.
See you guys.
See you.
Did you guys actually have sort of interaction or discussions while you were doing the annotation? Did you have had stages of clarification, or I suppose
we did.
You did?
At the beginning, we did.
Mm-hmm.
We did a training set and then compared.
Yeah, we did two of us.
We probably did.
I think we did two training sets, and then we had at least one meeting with you
where
we talked it all through.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that you decided on things.
Yes.
And we did all the rest of them separately.
Yeah.
So did you feel that it was some kind of some process of convergence, like that you initially had quite different ideas about the phrase types and markations, and then eventually you came up with some kind of rules that you set up between the two of you?
Yes.
Or
actually, no.
Okay.
I mean, I thought we had basically the same ideas. I don't remember ever having strong arguments about what should be in what group, or it was just the rules about
the
things that's...
Really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what counted as... For the spectral features, it was more confusing
really hard,
what counted as a spectral feature.
Mm-hmm.
We had a long discussion about that, but I don't remember sort of arguing from different sides and converging, just sort of piecing out what would come up and agreeing what we'd do.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a manual, which we haven't got to yet. Do you think if we get a copy, would that be useful?
It probably would be.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to leave the meeting now.
It's been a long time, since we've done this.
Can we get Ben to print us out one?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. So, do you reckon Ben has the file with this manual, or
we did send it.
He has
had
it. Yeah.
Otherwise, we can go onto our system and get it.
He's gone.
Yeah.
There's a cool little cat as well that lets you know exactly how long you've been meeting, isn't it?
On top.
We can have these things in our area, no, we don't have
like.
Well, because they're telescopes, but that's different, though, isn't it?
They're hardly in our areas.
They have got a conference thing, haven't they? In the ATC.
Yeah, that's right, although Bound isn't actually used all often these days, I think.
I had to fly to Germany to do a teleconference and finish for the ESO interview.
Gosh.
And they fly you to Germany and put you on a four-way teleconference with three people in Chile. And had they asked, we could have done it fine at ATC.
Right.
And saved having to go to Germany for a day.
Right.
But I haven't got that far.
It's a very strange interview feeling as well, because you can't see
anything with the body language
while you're giving your talk.
Because
they just show. Usually they have a camera on you and a camera on them.
Right.
But during the talk part, they have a camera on, I believe, them. Because I could see that guy reading a newspaper halfway through my talk. And then they had a camera showing what my slides were.
Right.
And so you forget that they can see you at all.
Right.
And so when all of that was over, they were answering my questions and the view switched again and I realised I was sitting there in the interview going...
And mine was even... It was different again. It was a four-way split screen with me and three other people. And it just stayed like that. And I had the talk on a laptop in front of me and they had the talk on their laptops.
Right.
And I had to tell them when to press the button to turn the page.
Gosh.
And you can't say looking over here.
Yeah.
Like
if you see towards the top left of the image, just and luckily Olivia had warned me it might be complicated, and so I had something without very many not the arrows flying in and things because that would just make it really difficult. But I practiced the talk, standing up in front of it and pointing to things, and you're sitting down in front of it, and you can see yourself. But not only you see yourself, you see yourself bounce back 2 seconds later. By the time you're sitting in front of Chile, in fact.
It is really.
So you're like, did I just do that? And then you're reacting to what you did a while ago.
Right.
It's a really daft situation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, I was printing that on as well.
Great.
Okay. Right, we can start talking about.
Shall we dive in the interim?
Yes. Continuing flux, or continue. Flux on its own wouldn't be a spectral feature. I think it should probably just be continuum. If it was continuum luminosity, you probably wouldn't.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't do. I think I'm never, I think I'm working out who's top and bottom. Yeah, I'm happy enough with that. I don't feel strongly about it.
I actually haven't really thought about like marking or not marking who's top and who's bottom. I think maybe that would make sense for you guys to know. I don't know.
I think that he left it out on purpose, which is reasonable.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I'm bottom.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm pretty sure I'm top.
So.
Because
I would fight for lion being a special feature as well.
Right. Yeah, I think that's probably right. So.
It's hard to mark on this. Do that.
Okay. Next.
So, sorry, just for the convention, you're marking which
you
annotation you think is the right one. Okay,
yes.
So.
And if neither, then we'll have to put something else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so here I'm missing soft component on the bottom.
Yeah, I think
there.
You're probably right, soft component is right.
If you get line, I get soft component.
Yep.
Sorry.
Oh.
I should intervene probably. But
no.
Well, isn't it that if it's a region of the spectrum that you can point at it, then it is a spectral feature, and that isn't.
You can point to a soft component.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's a big bump in the soft bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, is a feature part of a spectral feature? I think you can look there as well.
I'm not fussed about that.
It's
the
not just absorption.
Thing.
But it's not just absorption, 0.5 kV. It's actually something in absorption that you're seeing. If it was a dip in absorption or a...
Yeah.
A lack of absorption.
This is the thing you point to.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing you point to, and this is a physical mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'd say. Two down.
250
Excellent.
That's two.
That's definitely two. You're right.
Ah, this one with the equivalent width. I think you're right there. We weren't going to mark the equivalent width, but we were going to mark the lines.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
Alright. What am I missing?
Broad line.
Yeah, that's true. You get that.
And nebula.
There's
a source type.
I don't remember what we were doing with nebula. We weren't doing like H2 regions and stuff, right?
I can't remember
actually.
Should we see when the manual comes? Let's come back to that one.
Yes.
I can't remember what we were doing about that either.
We were doing descriptions that made things separate classes, in which case I'd argue for elliptical thing. God, I've just gone mad with the underlining here.
Yes.
Yeah,
breaking the power law index, I think that's probably a... You can point to it.
Yeah, that's
but
the thing, but you wouldn't know it was
not a...
Yeah.
It's something you derived.
The power law index is something you derive. A break in a spectrum is something you can point at. So
what's a break in a power law index?
I think that's a feature, because in this spectrum it does that, and does that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that thing there.
Yeah, that is where it breaks. So, yeah.
Slight depression of the continuum near the line and limit. I think you're right.
And
there,
if I did it again, I'd say slight depression of the continuum and possibly, well,
but
you can see both the slight depression and the line and limit, but we're supposed to say descriptive words of the features. So.
Yeah, if it was absorption at H alpha,
mm-hmm.
that would all be one. Or absorbing at 5,000 nanometers would all be one anyway.
Yeah, but they would be the same.
At a certain point.
They'd both be the same spectral feature. Whereas here,
well,
there's two spectral features. There's a line and limit, which you
can
see, and then there's a slight depression near it. But
yeah, I think you're right. It's near rather than at. It's not.
Yeah.
Let's mark that.
Yeah, in a sense about that.
And you want to split that one and do you into two? Yeah, I'd agree with that, I think. Yeah.
Is that fair to you?
Excellent.
It's a good blow, Edward.
Yeah.
Okay. Absorption.
That I didn't mark because it's the physical process of absorption.
Yes,
not
I
the
did that as well.
The thing.
Maybe it was more awakens.
Would there be other cases where you would actually mark an absorption or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it was there's an absorption feature or absorption
mm-hmm.
is seen at the spectrum at this wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say, for example, the quasar is absorbed, that just means the quasar is behind a bunch of stuff.
Cheers.
Yeah.
So that's describing something physically rather than describing
mm-hmm.
the spectrum itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you. There's no steep soft component below 2kV.
I don't remember what we were going to do about things that weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something you can point to. You could point to it if it were there.
Yes, you could. I tend to miss out things if they're too long.
But if it had been there, you would have
marked
it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We go back to number 5.
Is that the nebula?
Oh,
was
yeah.
that the
yeah.
nebula?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did we say about the
source types?
No, it might be a couch, doesn't it?
I think it does. Right. We weren't much H2 regions because it was a region, I think was the argument for that. Line again.
Line
yeah,
that's line
ratios.
Ratios.
But I remember we weren't going to mark line ratios, but we were going to mark here where you've got equivalent width of H beta, or if it's a.
But.
Ratio is difficult.
Line and line ratios is modifying ratios, isn't it? It's
I guess.
It's not talking about specific lines. A line ratio is a thing.
Yeah, but you have it actually listed explicitly and that you're not going to include it.
Right.
Going to include?
Line ratios after abundances. So
is that the value or the word?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Don't it
yeah. yeah, I mean you wouldn't
derive property.
You wouldn't include abundances or line strengths.
No.
Yeah.
It shouldn't, you wouldn't include line in that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't think. Oh, I see what you're doing. You're circling the one you want to keep.
Yeah.
Right.
Damped line and alpha. Absorbers. I think that's a spectral feature even though it's you wouldn't mark the source type.
Sorry. So can I just ask? Now you just aligned. So you circled the word in the outline, which didn't.
Yes, because we don't want it underlined.
Right.
It
sorry. Oh,
underlined.
I see. Okay. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, cheers.
Right. Damp life. So again, that's a. These are source types. I mean, it's not a source type.
Mm-hmm. But it's also a.
But damp line and alpha absorbers are physical things, not. Spectral
but,
features.
But you also absorb them by you observe them by the spectral feature. What were we doing for things broad absorption line quasar, for example? We were marking the broad absorption line as well as broad absorption line quasar. So I think it should be the same as that. If it's defined by a spectral feature, we should mark it.
But you wouldn't be able to point to something in a spectrum and say that's a damped Lyman alpha absorber unless you'd.
You could point to damped Lyman alpha though. Because it says
yeah,
spectral features really are referring to a type of source, e.g., Balin, Valquasar.
But we wouldn't say absorbers were a type of source.
Not a specific type of source, but I think still the spectral feature counts even though it's a modifier or something.
Okay. I'm not certain about that, but I...
What do you reckon?
Well, I mean, you can look at this spectrum in spot that Limelab has been damped.
But...
That is a spectral feature.
Don't with damped Lyman Alpha observers, you see them a variety of places along the line of sight. So you have to know...
Yeah, that's true.
How does it work? I don't know what damped Lyman Alpha
observers. If you look at a quasar and you see a bunch of... If you got a bunch of clouds of gas in the way,
mm-hmm.
you can see these things. But you wouldn't be able to point at one of them and say, ah,
different
that's a
damped. Yeah.
They're
going to
be different wrenches.
But that doesn't mean that it's... You can still say that's damped Lyman Alpha and that's damped Lyman Alpha.
I don't know how they do that.
Yeah.
Say all of that is damped Lyman Alpha.
It's guessing in a way, aren't
they?
Yeah.
But isn't that always a guess of something that's not particularly...
Well, no, but you see them in all sorts of different redshifts. It's like the Lyman Alpha forest,
mm-hmm.
sort of. And I'm not certain I would mark that.
That's a
tricky
one. Certainly.
If it was some other spectral feature and then absorbers, would we mark it?
No, I wouldn't, because they're physical things, not spectral features. You can't point at something on a spectrum and say that's definitely damped Lyman Alpha. And I guess it's because they're modifiers of this source type, and we wouldn't mark that source type.
But we include modifiers of source types, we would mark.
We wouldn't mark
absorbers.
We're not marking
absorbers.
Yeah.
But if it was a damped Lyman Alpha quasar, then we would mark quasar and we would mark damped Lyman Alpha.
Right, well,
yeah.
Wood absorption like quasar would mark it.
Yeah.
So it's just, I guess, whether damped Lyman Alpha is a spectral feature in itself. Which I would put.
That's a tricky one.
Say it was, but then I've never looked at it.
I guess it is.
Okay.
And that it is altering the spectrum, isn't it? I mean, it's changing
okay.
in this spectrum of.
It doesn't have to be something that's specific. I guess, you know, we say a big blue bump or a soft or a continuum, and we include those.
But we weren't going to include descriptions of spectral features that were based on fitting.
That's true. We have included power law, though.
Have
we? Well, no, we included steep soft components, sorry, and here. We included breaking the power law because of the break.
Steep soft component. Yeah, breaking the power law is something I'm not certain of. Steep soft component is something you can point at in a spectrum and say.
There's still some degree of fitting out.
Yeah.
You know what's steep and what's shallow.
It's tricky.
Let's have that for now then.
Yeah.
If we change our mind later
when
we go through, we can
always
come back to it and say.
Yeah.
Again, I'd say this is a physical process, not a spectral feature.
Yeah, right. And absorption again.
Yeah.
What have we got different here?
I don't know, K-star, but I should do.
This one here. Oh, we were including feature within spectral feature.
We were.
Thank you.
Okay. What's wrong with Brown H alpha?
I think I just missed it.
Right.
And I think it's not as if it's a. Although it's called itself maximum, it's still the line within it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's easy.
Silicon 2 is an element rather than in this context, rather than the line, use the lines. I guess if Viather wasn't in there, then you'd have it silicon 2 lines out.
Yeah.
But with Viather, I think that means silicon 2 derived from these two features.
Yeah, I think so too. interest in
yeah,
it.
That's true. Yeah.
A spectral feature, so on its own.
Yeah, that's true.
Lyman Alpha Forest Clouds.
Oh no! We're back to it again.
Lyman Alpha Forest, you can point on the spectrum.
That's true, but Lyman Alpha Forest Clouds are source types we aren't marking.
So we haven't, basically we just haven't got a rule for spectral features within or referring to types of source.
Which we don't mark.
The source.
Yeah. But
so
we can
are we
just
marking
be
H2 and H2 regions, for example?
And I don't think we are, because that's not a spectral feature.
Yeah, but I guess
it's
not defined by a spectral feature
yeah.
in the H2 region, whereas Lyman Alpha Forest is defined by... The definition of Lyman Alpha Forest clouds is that they have Lyman Alpha Forests.
But saying that isn't the same as saying we've seen that in a spectrum, whereas a broad line quasar, someone has looked at it and they've seen a broad line. But if you're discussing Lyman Alpha Forest clouds, they could just be discussing the physical object, which we aren't marking.
Why aren't you marking it then?
Because they weren't... I don't know.
I don't think we were marking
anything blobby. I didn't mark.
Diffuse emission or...
It wouldn't count as a source type or...
Well, that's what I'm wondering, really.
Yeah.
I remembered not marking nebula or clouds
mm.
or...
Yeah, but this is this responds species of cloud. It's a particular species of cloud, not just a general cloud, isn't it? So
mm.
isn't that different?
It's a modifier of the clouds, but I don't think if we're including the
I don't think we're not including the clouds, we can't
include.
Yeah, but Bob's saying maybe we should be including nebula and clouds.
Perhaps we should have done,
but we haven't,
but
the
we haven't
whole
done
thing.
The whole thing. So
okay.
I think maybe we just need to put, and we don't include
yeah.
diffuse emission.
Hmm.
But then we still have to decide, if we don't label the source, what do we do about the spectral features that define that source? If we have, for example, a broad absorption line object, we mark that. We might broad absorption line in that.
But that's because we've to know it's a broad absorption line object, we have seen it.
But to know this is a Lyman Alpha Forest cloud, we've seen Lyman Alpha Forest.
Mm.
But it's in the spectrum of another object, though. It isn't the spectrum of the.
But it's still a spectral feature,
cloud.
Even if it's not. It might be a spectral feature,
yeah.
not in the cloud. It's a spectral feature in the quasar, the Lyman Alpha Forest.
True.
Yeah.
And you could point at it, that's true, and say
yeah.
that is.
Let's keep them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even not that. No, it's
going
to be better.
Yeah.
Nope. Okay, so. Lyman Alpha Forest again.
Yeah.
And that definitely is a spectral feature on its own then, because it doesn't fit
yeah.
forest clouds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. H, helium 2 optical depth. I think that's an element.
Yeah.
There,
that's derived. You're right.
Oh, we marked the same line.
Excellent.
What have we done differently?
You've got line brightness temperatures.
It's a derived property of the line. We're going to have a lot of these.
Yeah, we are.
And we weren't using line... What one we didn't do before? Line ratio we won't do.
Yeah, I don't think line brightness temperatures counts. Because it's not talking about a specific line.
Yeah.
So talking about lines.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that counts.
Line feature.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sorry, can we just go back to, one page? Did you resolve the line for different segmentations? Like, the main problem was...
There's only one difference here.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was a problem of like one having underlined the entire... sorry.
Oh,
no,
no,
I see.
Yeah,
okay, sorry.
Otherwise.
Yeah, I see.
Quite impossible.
Yes, excellent. Damp line and alpha again. Systems.
And line and alpha data.
That's a modifier of data.
But if you said
I mean, that's
a spectral
of
data.
The type of data.
The continuum spectrum.
I really don't think that counts.
But if it's a double-lined alpha spectrum, you might double-lined an alpha, because it's in the spectrum. And
I wouldn't,
data,
but you
would.
I think just because it's got a spectral feature in the phrase, you wouldn't, for example, when we were saying silicon two levels, we didn't mark silicon two. That's got nothing to do with the spectrum.
But if it's saying silicon two line,
but what this actually means is we've made some measurements based on damped Lyman alpha measurements, and they tell us this answer, and this answer is inconsistent with that.
I think you're
probably
right in the case of it being data.
Yeah, I don't think that's right.
I'm not sure, actually. I think I would mark it in a it is a region of the spectrum, and they are actually using a region of the spectrum as the data.
If it's an emission line data.
If you both want not to mark it, then fine, don't mark it.
Mm-hmm. If it's an emission line data, would you put it in?
I wouldn't, but
because
it's a modifier of data.
But if it just said emission line, we would. The emission line is strong. The emission line data shows strong. Then I think it's the same, actually. I think it's data isn't even needed. It's inconsistent with the damped Lyman alpha at more than 99%. Or the damped Lyman alpha feature. If you put feature there rather than data, then you'd mark it.
Oh, feature, absolutely.
And I think
but
data is the equivalent of.
So from the perspective of the named entity recognition task, so I think there was also this one guideline of saying, for example, if something is sitting under a negation, right, that there was no damped Ly alpha something, then I think the convention was that you still would mark that, right? So
yeah.
It's more like it's sort of like a quite literal task. So it's really like finding these kind of these types of strings,
mm-hmm.
Rather than really referring to the underlying physical reality. Which I mean,
mm-hmm.
sort of like if you were to resolve these kind of cases in order to put them, say, in a database, and so then you'd probably be right in this case, right? But given that the kind of thing is that this named entity recognition is a much more literal thing, like really just finding these kind of strings.
Right.
I think
yeah.
in this case, I would say this is probably an entity.
Okay. I think we can argue about it for 10 minutes. Not that clear cut.
Right.
Damp Lyman alpha systems.
Can you get again? But systems should be.
It should be damp Lyman alpha in red, whatever that is, spectral feature. And that shouldn't be there at all.
Okay. Done again.
And that's in it twice.
Right, source type. Did we have a rule about this?
We were including modifiers, including borderline quasars, non-borderline quasars as well.
Mm.
So I think we should probably, because flat spectrum radio quasars are very different from
that's true.
Steep spectrum.
That is true. Just hitting the half an hour mark.
Yes.
Continuous.
Speed up.
Markedly soft, ionizing, continuous. You're right, I think.
Well, see, that's talking about the flux of ionizing photons rather than
the
continuum of that spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know if that one.
Heavy element absorption rates, I think, should be there.
I'm happy enough with that.
What else is different?
Blue shifted. That's okay with me. I don't care. Yeah, you can have that as well. There you go.
You like star forming galaxies are distinct.
Yeah. I don't know why I did that.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
Well, probably because you're doing 7,000 pieces.
Yeah, it could be that I was a bit sleepy. Lines from ions? You can't tell the difference between a line from an ion and a line from something else.
No.
Well, you know where they are in the... I guess, yeah, I don't know.
If it was lines
yeah.
from H2,
yeah.
you'd mark it.
That's true. That's true.
Alright. Blue wing flux. What are we going to do about flux?
The feature itself is blue wing flux, or if it said blue wing feature, it's marked feature.
Mm. Yes, it's the amount of stuff in the blue wing.
Yeah.
Line peak. I think that should be marked. Even though it's talking about increasing line peak, it's also talking about increasing excess blue wing. Should I actually access blue wing flux? Possibly. I think line peak is something you can point.
You can point to it, but can you point to a line peak velocity shift?
No,
yeah,
you
I
can't.
Don't think you can.
You can't also point to increasing blue wing.
Well, you can point to blue wing flux because you have your line and there's the blue wing flux. But if a line peak is increasingly shifted,
yeah. I don't think that's a feature.
Okay.
There's a system issue again, so we should be consistent and keep it. Right.
Nickel, hydrogen, gallium, silicon. I think all of that's the spectrum feature.
Really?
It's basically a way of saying the gallium,
silicon.
Yeah.
It's a way of saying the gallium, silicon trough, though. Which, if you just said that,
well,
it's gallium, silicon absorption.
It's
from nickel, hydrogen. If it was hydrogen absorption, you'd mark the whole thing. If it was hydrogen line, you would, so you should mark it. Or HB to absorption. It's a marks the kind of spectral feature, doesn't it?
It's a process, isn't it?
Mm.
But so is HB to emission. It's a process from HB to, but it's still, this is a process from neutral hydrogen. I guess what I'm meaning is neutral hydrogen should be in there, and the fact that computing comes between it is just a pain.
Well, I wouldn't have any of it, I think, actually. I think all of that is just the description of the process, isn't it?
I think I might agree with you. Because this definitely shouldn't be marked. Because that is a process, not
yeah.
And if that shouldn't be marked, then that shouldn't be marked.
Okay. Blue shift and absorption. I think it's a modifier of the thing, so it probably should be there.
Oh, okay.
As in, weak and
yeah.
strong absorption would count, so I think blue shift it should. That's talking about the line, isn't it? So it should be.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's talking about that. Iron two strength rather than. It's not the abundance of it or any derived property, it's just the strength of the lines.
You don't think that it actually is abundance, really, in a way? I'm not sure, but...
I guess perhaps it is.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Let's make a decision. Yes, it could be abundant.
Well, yeah. Either that, if that shouldn't be him, neither should either of those.
Yes, that's true. I think it probably should then. Because
yeah.
We will put narrow line strength. If it's an FE2 line strength, we would definitely put it in.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think that's what it's referring to, even though it's not. It's not saying.
Well, but it. Isn't it an elemental abundance? That you estimate actually using a number of lines, it isn't just one discrete line on the spectrum, is it?
If it's
not
lines.
What's it? Well, I
think it's an abundance. It's an element, I guess, but it's.
Two is an ionic species, and it'll have a number of lines in the spectrum, and you'll estimate an abundance of the. Species that use all the lines.
But it says strength rather than abundance. I think we're still looking at the amount of flux coming out of all the FE3 lines rather than.
We've marked things. Have we marked things like. Yeah, I don't know if we've marked things like silicon 1 throughout.
In general, we haven't. If unless it's specifically saying it's a line.
Yeah.
But I guess the question is, does this specifically refer to a line? Maybe it's not clear enough to mark. Let's not mark
it. Yeah, if we don't mark it, then we definitely shouldn't mark these two, should we?
Well, no, if that's line, narrow line. If it said FE2 line strength, then we would mark it. Because you're talking about the line of it rather than the element.
Do you agree with that?
I think so.
If that's
yeah.
true, then they're leaving out the word line. I don't think should mean that it shouldn't be marked.
The word line should be in there. Or
well,
we know what they mean, right?
Yeah. I think they mean the line strength rather than the FE2 abundance.
Okay,
yeah,
well, then
that's
yeah.
what the problem is.
Next.
Yes, bloated star.
That's oh, is that what that means?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Take out my.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a little one.
Oh,
and
yep.
is that
you're right?
Yeah,
yeah. That counts.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Can you answer?
That counts.
Yes, that was one I wasn't sure about because I'm going to do for it.
Yeah.
And if,
yeah.
if it was you, Lurks, you put it in. That's just the wrong name. This should
yeah,
be
this shouldn't be.
I don't know.
Does those count with modifiers? Active. We definitely include active.
Yes. I guess the problem is GE2, what does that mean? I've assumed it
kind of elliptical, is it? E2 is kind of elliptical.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know
yeah.
what the
yeah.
J means.
Okay, right. I guess that's one I just didn't know.
Yeah, but it was a capital.
Alpha, I think, should be marked.
Those can. Does that not mean a broadband detection? And does that count? H alpha detection.
Yeah, you're still detecting the light, even if you're detecting it from broadband.
But don't we say don't do that? Ah! I'm right, look. Don't include modifiers of regions or systems, e.g.
broadline
region.
You are right.
Systems. That's why I wasn't doing
and
it.
And narrow line nebulae. Okay, we need to get
back
to change
this.
You're right. Okay, where was it? Subtlety. What is it? We mark. We have got nebulae marked here.
Yeah, but modifiers of regions or systems is the.
To the LAC one.
Yeah, we could always change this if we think we're right, rather than going back through.
So damp climate alpha absorbers shouldn't be in there.
Based on this, but we could change this rule rather than changing all those things.
But then
what's the appropriate thing to do at this point?
I probably use that rule half the time and just forgotten to use it other times.
Just about changing rules, I mean, in a sense, you also want to make sure that the annotation, that the agreements that you arrive on today, that they're consistent with what you did before,
right?
So, well, I mean, this really only displays those cases where you disagreed.
Right.
But if you sort of like change a rule now on the fly, then that might
be,
then that might create inconsistencies.
Because you might have followed
the rule. Yes, I'm sure
I've
followed the rule sometimes and just forgotten. So let's take that out. But lime and alpha forest should be in here because it's not talking about it's not modified.
Yeah, that's fine. Damp lime and alpha system. Lime and alpha data.
Data, I think we should keep here.
Okay.
Because it's be the same as feature.
I still don't think that has a spectrum.
Because the data is a spectrum.
I still don't like it, but.
Final viewable?
I don't have passion for
it. I wouldn't, I think.
Okay.
Probably.
And this one comes out as well?
Yep.
Okay, so we want.
Yeah, just cross those out.
Right.
So what were we looking at this page for anyway? It was for something
like HL
for detection.
Detection.
Broadband detections isn't don't include.
But I wouldn't is HL for broadband is line.
Isn't it?
So. So it would be a narrowband detection.
Yeah.
Narrowband imaging detection. Alright, good.
I think so.
HL for emitters are not a distinct class of source, I don't think.
No, they aren't.
Nine.
Just out of curiosity, this narrow broadband that refers to the type of spectrogram that you have, like on the type of filter, or is
it?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I guess if you're picking out a spectral feature, even with a broadband, or not a band, it's still a spectral feature. If you're picking out a line, however you pick it out.
This is another systems thing.
Yeah. Absorption profiles. I think the whole thing should actually be marked. You think it's complex?
Okay.
How far should we go?
Complex
absorption profiles.
Yeah, absorption profiles are good for me. Why not?
Lyman alpha forest line blanketing or Lyman alpha forest line?
Yeah, take out the blanketing.
This is the system.
Yep.
VLBI instrument.
Now, VLBI is
a network.
It's
what
a
is it?
VLBI is interferometer. It's technique. It's not a
yes.
Yeah.
Network is an instrument. Then.
It's called something else, isn't it? The
VL. Going on based on an array.
Yeah, it's
VL.
Called
VLBI.
Yeah.
If you had an A on the end, it would be the net instrument.
This is VLBI network image. So do they mean the VLBI?
Isn't all of this is an instrument if you have it all, isn't it?
European VLBI net. Is it it's an instrument, not a research group?
Yes, it takes an image. So.
Yeah.
Oh, but then a research group is taking an image. Okay, yes. But how much modifiers are we putting in?
It's only supposed to be proper names. But I don't.
Which it is.
Yeah, is that. So this whole thing is an instrument.
From 1.6 or from European?
I think it's.
Or just from VLBI?
Start with. Europe.
This isn't
PNL.
Oh,
okay,
I see, yeah. So is this like. It's a subset of the VLBI?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Just in Europe.
Yes.
There's actually Merlin and all the international analogues in Europe, all hooked up into one instrument, basically.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
That is a source name, right?
That's just broadband, isn't it? Broad elevation.
Yeah, that's just.
That shouldn't be marked. Radio loud objects. It's not really. It's not a modifier, but we can't change your system.
We say something about objects, and I think it's that we don't.
Anything ending in object, we don't.
Yeah.
Now we've both marked line ratios here.
Yeah, but we shouldn't have done.
That's the same set, yeah. Continue.
Yeah. That's fair enough. It's certainly not a source name.
And there it's different because you're talking about the ionizing continuum.
Yeah, that means
which is
that's a process. It's a processor. It's the type of photons. It's not the continuum you're looking at.
Maybe you can point to line pairs.
Sure you can, yep.
That shouldn't be in there.
Nope. Neither should that.
You're right there. That's all one big spectral feature. And nebula shouldn't be marked.
Have we agreed on that? We only agreed that, so far we've only agreed that we can't include spectral features modifying nebula, but I don't see yet where it's written down that you can't
mark
nebula.
We did mark nebula, yes.
Yeah.
It was things that weren't distinct, like...
Yeah, but
yeah.
See, there's so
yeah.
many different kinds of nebula, I think is why I wasn't doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a difficult one, but if we're going to stick to it, let's stick.
Yeah, if we're going to have one, let's have one.
What's that different?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Don't mind.
Start putting that in, you
could get. You're right. That's source time.
Yeah.
Line blanketing.
I
think.
I know, I don't think I did
that.
We had
line
blanketing just
now,
we included it, I think.
Did you? I thought it was a process, and it wasn't included.
Was it?
It did just have it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that, did it?
Lyman first. Lyman blank. We took.
Yeah, we took blank thing out.
Yeah.
I don't think that should be. That's a source name.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Red and blue components. I think you're right there as well.
Yeah.
You could think.
Yeah. I think I'm right.
Yeah, I think in the same way that you can point to the soft X-rays or the hard X-rays, you can point to the red and the...
Well, I would argue about that, you see, because I think that, I mean, that you only extract that after you actually model a spectrum, don't you?
The soft X-rays you can definitely point to on an X-ray thing, and you know if there's one there or not. You can say, that's that. So,
yeah.
You're saying you wouldn't know it was soft unless you...
yeah. See, we're talking about the continuum. If you have a galaxy spectrum, you can say there's the blue component, there's the red component to the spectrum.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like, it comes from adding two different things together.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That
I can see that, yeah.
And then it's actually relating
after
you model
the
spectrum, not just after looking at the spectrum.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd give that for red and blue components, but I wouldn't probably give that for soft components. Because a soft excess is that's an X-ray thing. Like a break, you say.
You said
that
red or blue
yeah.
excess rather than red or blue component.
Yeah, but
I guess
a component it is means it's now actually in a model. Way.
Yeah, and take out red and blue. Which means maybe we should take out soft. But
well,
it's such a basic sort of, you look at a spectrum and you say, that's a soft excess, it's a soft.
The excesses, yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's just if you modelled it with two parts, one had a
component
isn't.
Yeah.
Hard and soft spectrum.
That's
Hubble
probably
and Hubble
true.
Deep Field South.
Hubble and Hubble Deep Field South.
I didn't include it. Although it does apply to the telescope.
Yeah.
But
yeah. So did we have a soft component earlier?
Yes.
So we should kill it.
Yeah.
Anyone remember when?
I think actually pretty early on, I would have thought.
There it is.
Excellent.
Right.
Hold on. Right, top one I think you should include. Possibly with flux as well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'm happy with
and
that.
And then, yes,
yeah.
I said radio galaxies. Now, what did we say about acronyms where part of it was useful?
Do we make a decision about high Z radio galaxies? Because I think they are discussed as a separate source type, aren't they?
What are
they?
High Z radio galaxies?
Only just interesting because.
And high Z.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think we should mark high shift in that.
Yeah.
No.
What did we say about acronyms where?
Where part of it's useful. I think you're supposed to mark the whole thing.
Yes, I think
you're
right.
Yeah, so you're right.
See if it's 1.8 and 1.9 galaxies.
It's a subclassification of Seyfert. No, make a
you wouldn't say
study of Seyfert 1.8.
Well,
yes.
People do though, don't they? It's stupid. But
I think they probably are.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think so.
It's separate.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah,
camera. Permission around the feature we're going to include.
Yeah.
Galaxy,
yeah, galaxy and galaxy
process.
Formation doesn't
yes.
count. And
Anna, this
yes,
is one
that counts.
Well, it should be this one,
but in
what have we done if these are doubly underlined? Has it just plotted the top colour?
Oh, was it actually possible to doubly underline
yes,
things?
Yeah.
I don't know which one it would display there.
Okay, because what we want down here, let's just mark what we want and not that, but with also
yeah,
a borderline.
I actually didn't know that was possible to have this. So you allow these kind
so
of embedded annotations,
yeah,
right? Okay.
Because quite often an object class is defined by a spectral feature.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That word language analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Borderlines.
Yeah, I don't think that should go in.
Mind. Oh, okay. Colour for a few things. Oh, it's right here. Hyperluminous galaxy.
If you're having ultraluminous,
yeah,
area,
mm-hmm,
then you have to hyperluminous.
This is just a colour issue.
Is it? Where is it? Oh, right. And QSO is not. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ISM. So it probably shouldn't be in there.
The ISM isn't a source type, is it?
No.
I don't think so.
What are we doing about nebula again? I've forgotten.
We're now including nebula, aren't we?
Okay. Okay.
We're done. Features.
Strong drop in the continuum, I think you're right there.
Okay.
I think you're right again. That's just the place.
Yeah. We aren't doing mission line objects.
I'm not doing mission line when it's a modifier of object.
Oh, no, we are doing that either. You're right.
The question is, are emission line objects a separate class of source? I think they are.
No.
But, and you're arguing not to have anything with objects in it, then?
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
So, there goes.
Yeah, anything with objects, so nothing.
And secret galaxies should be one.
Yeah.
Yes! We've got through 70. Excellent.
That's pretty good. That's only a third.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot faster. It's pretty apt as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. How was it?